At the White House last night, President Bush hosted a large group of ambassadors from Islamic countries, and they joined him for an iftar, a meal to break the daily fast that Muslims observe during the holy month of Ramadan. In a speech, the president again emphasized that U.S. military action in Afghanistan is directed at terrorism, not Islam. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
In the propaganda war that has accompanied the military battle in Afghanistan, Osama bin Laden and the Taliban have portrayed it as an attack on Islam. The U.S., meanwhile, has worked hard to counter that message. It is using aircraft to drop food supplies to refugees, sending convoys of trucks carrying medicine, and encouraging American children to send a dollar to aid children in Afghanistan. Last night's White House dinner was part of that effort. President Bush spoke to the 53 ambassadors and other dignitaries who gathered in the state dining room for the meal. He said America respects people of all faiths.
America has close and important relations with many Islamic nations. So it is fitting for America to honor your friendship and the traditions of a great faith by hosting this iftar at the White House.
He described this as a good time for people of different faiths to learn more about one another, and the president said to discover the many things they share, commitment to family, a belief in God's justice, and, he said, man's moral responsibility.
This evening we gather in a spirit of peace and cooperation. I appreciate your support of our objectives in the campaign against terrorism. Tonight that campaign continues in Afghanistan, so that the people of Afghanistan will soon know peace. The terrorists have no home in any faith. Evil has no holy days.
Over the past several weeks, there have been pleas from some Muslim nations for the U.S. to stop the bombing in Afghanistan during Ramadan. The U.S. refused, saying it is acting in self-defense in the wake of the September 11th attacks, and says to call a halt to the military operation would only benefit those who threaten the U.S. In his comments prior to dinner last night, the president did stress that the United States is committed to helping with the reconstruction of Afghanistan. He said that is something that will benefit the entire Islamic world. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.